Cassandra Sato stepped into the Duke Kahanamoku Hotel lobby with a plan, a clipboard, and the naive belief that everything would go smoothly. Which, in hindsight, was adorable, considering nothing with Morton College had gone smoothly since her first day as Vice President for Student Affairs. "I can't believe you grew up here, Dr. Sato," Logan Dunn said, dropping his backpack with a heavy thud on the expansive travertine floor before sprinting after his classmates. A chaotic tower of suitcases and carry-ons teetered near the concierge desk, abandoned, as the students rushed outside to take in the view.
"I can't believe she left paradise for Nebraska," quipped Ethan Miller. "I mean, who in their right mind does that?"
Who indeed? Cassandra allowed herself a small smile at their wide-eyed enthusiasm. Their participation in the Honolulu Pass-Forward Conference would earn them elective credit hours, and for some, this was their first time on a plane, their first glimpse of the ocean. Their excitement was contagious, and not even a little bit quiet. She passed the front desk, where a glossy sign on an easel greeted them in bold vintage lettering. "Welcome to Pass Forward, Hawaii Unforgotten. A field school in historical reckoning. Lost records. Silent witnesses. Unanswered questions. Go beyond textbooks and tackle the stories history left unfinished or deliberately erased. Through primary sources, immersive VR, and oral narratives, you'll reinvestigate cases that shaped communities and challenge the official record. Bring your curiosity, critical thinking, and caffeine. You'll need all three. The past isn't dead. It's just waiting for someone to listen." Cassandra paused, her gaze catching the moody description clearly written by a group of well-meaning grad students. Overdone? Absolutely, but probably not wrong. Moments later, she stepped out onto the lanai facing Waikiki Beach, inhaling the familiar scent of salt water and sunscreen. Ivy Olson snapped photos with her phone. "You guys saw the pass-forward rumors, right? Everyone's saying this year's mystery challenge is deep dive-worthy." She lowered her voice. "There's a whole thread online claiming it has World War II wartime spies, encrypted love letters, the works." Logan added,
"My cousin did New Orleans. She said it was 90% ghost stories and 10% dodging hexes from wizard wannabes."
Every year, Pass Forward picked a new city, a new unsolved case, and invited students to play historian slash detective slash time traveler. Ghost jazz murders in New Orleans, prohibition bootleggers under a Chicago preschool. This year's mystery happened to be in her backyard. Cassandra shifted her tote bag, nodding. "My former professor, Dr. Nakano, runs Hawaii Unforgotten. If he helped design this year's challenge, expect drama. He never does anything halfway." Ivy grinned. "Honestly, I'm here for it. True crime? High stakes? Postcard views? What's not to love?" Cassandra stepped farther out, letting the view fill her vision. The air wrapped around her, thick and familiar, like a warm hug. Unmistakably home. The ocean breeze brushed her cheek, teasing her with the kind of homecoming that whispered, "You could stay. You belong here." Then her phone buzzed. Reality. Nebraska.